I was in a Terrence McNally play in college, bringing it all back home. I played the father. Hint, it has nothing to do with the Bob Dylan album. Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Wednesday, the 25th of March, 2020. It is the 84th day of the year. 281 days remain till the end of the year, 87 days until summer begins, 223 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:04. The sun will set at 7:28. We have 12 hours, 24 minutes of daylight. The first low tide will be at 6:53 this morning. The next low tide, the next high tide, forgive me, at 1:12 this afternoon. The final low tide at the Golden Gate tonight at 6:54. The moon is now 1.3% visible. A waxing crescent moon will have a full moon on the 7th of April. Today is American Red Cross Giving Day, International Waffle Day, Manatee Appreciation Day, National Day of Celebration of Greek and American Democracy, National Little Red Wagon Day, National Lobster Newburg Day, National Medal of Honor Day, Old New Year's Day, Pecan Day, and Tolkien Reading Day. It's also the anniversary of the Arengo and the Feast of the Militants in San Marino, Cultural Workers' Day in Russia, Empress Menen's birthday, EU Talent Day, Mother's Day in Slovenia, and Freedom Day in Belarus, as well as the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and Transatlantic Slave Trade, as well as the International Day of Solidarity with Detained and Missing Staff Members, celebrated by the United Nations General Assembly. Wow, that's a lot. On this day in women's history, in 1911 in New York City, the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire kills 146 garment workers, mostly Eastern European immigrant women. Much more, we also have birthday celebrations, say happy birthday to Flannery O'Connor, Gloria Steinem, Aretha Franklin, Susie Bright, and Sarah Jessica Parker. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org.